Some of us might remember the Broadway show and movie, The Sound of Music. One of the songs in that is entitled My Favorite Things. Mary Martin on the stage, Julie Andrews in the movie, sang to us some of her favorite things. If Jesus were to share with us some of his favorite things, I think he would include things such as two small coins, the wealthy gave to the temple treasury from their surplus. The poor widow gave to the temple treasury all she had to live on. Two small coins. Dear Jesus, please let me imitate her generosity. Dear Jesus, please let me imitate her trust. Five barley loaves and a few fish. When Jesus wanted to feed the hungry crowd, a young boy gave him his lunch, five barley loaves and two fish. And Jesus did the rest. Dear Jesus, please let me give you what I have, even if it's not much. And you'll do the rest. A bottle of perfume. The woman who anointed Jesus with this costly fragrance was considered a great sinner. Jesus said, her many sins are forgiven her because of her great love. Dear Jesus, I too have many sins, but you know that I love you, and that's what's most important to you. A cloth. The cloth Veronica used to wipe his bloody face on the road to Calvary. Dear Jesus, please give me the grace to always try to help those who are suffering. A cup. Jesus said, even if you give a cup of cold water in my name, it will not go without reward. Dear Jesus, help me remember that little things mean a lot. So, those might be some of his favorite things. What did they have in common? They were all ordinary things. They reminded Jesus of ordinary people. In our gospel story this morning, we hear that Andrew was the first to hear and follow the call of Jesus. He was the first apostle. The first four apostles were Andrew and his brother Peter, James and his brother John. Andrew was the first to hear and to follow. And the first thing he did was to immediately tell his brother, Simon Peter, about Jesus. And from that moment on, Andrew fades into the background. Even here in today's gospel, that he's described, Andrew is, as Simon Peter's brother. It was Andrew and Peter, James and John, but very soon, Peter, James, and John were the inner circle. Andrew was left behind. On the Mount of the Transfiguration, the raising of Jairus' daughter, the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John. No mention of it. Each of us is an essential link in God's plan. Some of us might be prominent, like Peter. Some of us might be more in the background, like Andrew. Each of us is equally important to Jesus. When I die, I am going to spend some time at the pearly gates talking to Peter. And I'm going to spend some time talking to Andrew. Peter and Andrew, each in his own very different way, essential, important in God's plan. And so is each.